We're reeling them in, y'all. Catfish, bass, and Casbagoo, too. Fishing in Louisiana is great sport. All you need is a rod and reel and a great recipe. Join me, Chef John Fultz, and Nichols State Associate Professor Elise Ferreira as we talk about freshwater fish on Stirring It Up, coming up this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
All okay, right. Now we got to do the birthday, John. We ready for Mr. Charlie, right?
Yeah. Well, this is, let me put Mr. Charlie
put
on.
Mr. Charlie
right
on. While
I'm gonna put Mr. Charlie on while you got that.
I'm getting this ready.
Yeah.
And this is also the Archangel Riders were listening to us today, and they're having a good
Archangel
time.
Archangel Riders.
Archangel Riders. Mm. And Mr. Archangel Brian called in, and he also wanted to wish his wife Sonia Archangel happy birthday. And he just wanted to make sure that he got that out, that the world know that she is having a birthday.
A birthday.
And they are having a party tonight.
Why is it so important?
It's so important because I can't say because then he might not be in the Bow Down Club.
Oh.
He might fall out the Bow Down Club. So I'm going to hold that for myself and for Brian. You know why. But anyway. Want to wish her a happy birthday, and that is from your husband, Brian, this morning. Want to wish you a happy birthday. And here is Mr. Charlie.
Before I go to that, I got to say good morning to my cousin, Pee-wee.
Pee-wee.
Pee-wee Broussard.
Pee-wee the mole, the no mole man? No, who had the mole?
Yeah, no, that's my cousin, Pickle.
They all start with P's. All your cousins got P's in their name.
Pickle. Okay. Pickle is convinced, no question about it. That what I told him the remedy for the mole
is working.
It's working. It has worked.
We're not talking about mole in the walls. We talk about mole on your body.
Yeah, you know, the skin mole. You know, but anyway, Pee-wee has 15 dogs.
15 dogs and know all their names.
Yeah, all their names. And Santana is the one who keeps them in line.
Santana.
Santana.
That's a good dog name.
Keeps them in line. And he has them little Jack Russell dogs.
We got to go over there, John. I want to see this. This should sound like a beautiful thing.
Yeah, Jack Russell, and he will tell Santana if they're misbehaving, and he'll tell Santana, bring them all here. Get them over here. And Santana go and gather them all up, and he come back, and Pee-wee got that little, you know, the old red handkerchief they used to have?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he put a knot in it on the end. And he pop them. And I want y'all to sit all right there. And they all sit there, you know, and look at it.
Dad, John, we got to go see this.
Pee-wee has is done. You talking about them feigning goats?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
In Metro Swallow.
Yes.
We got to come back talk about that.
All right, let's
play.
Here goes Mr. Charlie.
Let's do the birthday.
And Mr. Butte, the okra man, on Moss Street. He called in. He loved to listen to Mr. Charlie as well. We got to holler into him. Okay, we got it. Mr. Charlie. I'm sorry about that.
Number four.
We got it. That's number four. Yeah. We got it.
Okay.
That's the one. Okay.
Because he'd study a lot. Every time he tried to say something, the rest of the kids would say, oh, shut up. You can't talk. So he says, I'm got enough of this. I'm going to find me a better place to stay. So he packed his bundle one morning. He ain't had much. He was kind of like me, one shirt, one blue jean, but he packed what he had. And he walked all day long. By sundown, he run into this big plantation. And he walked up there. He was a fella at the gate. And the man said, what you want, boy? And the boy went to stare. And he said, I'm looking for a place to stay. Well, he said, you're going to have to talk to Mr. Charlie, because he's on this plantation. So he said, you see that fella in the flower bed? Go up there and talk to him. He's the one that run this. So he went there and he wanted to tell him, Mr. Charlie, I want to look for him. He said, me. He said, what you want, boy? He told Mr. Charlie, I'm looking for a place to stay. Well, he said, all I got, son, is this old windmill. You can stay there as long as you want. But he says, one thing you got to promise me. If it go to burning down, run, come tell me. So the little boy said, okay. So sure enough, one morning, the windmill started burning. So he remembered. He said, now I got to run and tell Mr. Charlie. Now, the little boy couldn't talk too good, but he could sing real good. So it was one of those nights Mr. Charlie had a bad night. He was already cross. So he ran up there, and Mr. Charlie was back in that flower bed. He said, me. He said, get away, boy. I ain't got time for you. He said, when. He was trying to tell the windmill burning down. He said, go on, boy. I ain't got time for you. So it hurt the little boy feeling. He turned around and walked a little ways, and he thought about it. He said, you know, I can't tell him what I want, but I can sing it to him. So he came back, and he started yelling something like this. Whoa! Mr. Charlie. You know your windmill burning down. Whoa, Mr. Charlie. You know your windmill burning down. If you ain't got no water, boy, oh, let that windmill burn on down. Whoa, Mr. Charlie, my little woman done put me down. Whoa. My little woman done put me down. Oh, geez, I love you, but I just got to leave this town. I'm gonna pick it a little bit.
Now, Melvin, that's Mr. Charlie.
Yeah, and let me wish another happy birthday.
Who's that?
And that is going out to Lou, and certainly want to wish her a happy birthday.
Lou.
And her sister Lou. This is from Juanita, who would wish to wish her sister Lou happy birthday, and it will be 30. And... Anyway, Nardwuar family, just want to wish her a happy birthday today. And Lou, happy birthday to you. Hopefully it's all well, going good for you, and let's continue doing. Now, Chubby getting ready to do his thing, like they say, his thing.
But we got to ask Chubby, after you play this, we're going to have to talk to you about where you've been and where you're going from now.
I like to say that to my fans. I would love
it. We'll want to do that. Okay, now.
I'm going to bring you back a little bit.
Now, first of
all. Yeah, that's why. Man, I used to listen to this at Passepartout in the morning, man. This would
Passepartout. Passepartout. Taz everywhere. Yeah.
This Flawed. This was with Flawed.
Flawed. Yeah.
And this used to be my wake up call with Clifford Chenier.
Sure did.
Two little on top. Three, one, two, four. Molly Morgan, Molly Sita. To the Lord they go. Say Morgan, Molly Sita. To my Lord they go. To the house on town. We want to be born. They won't get Molly sing. To the Lord they go. They won't get Molly sing. To the Lord they go. To the town's on the tone. To the Bible's in front.
Tones on tone. Every now and then.
Every now and then.
Every now and then.
Every now and then he say, I'm going to see my little girl.
That's right.
See, that's another story.
That's wow. That was another story that Cliff was. Now, tell me, Chubby. We talked about Cliff. What about your father?
Yeah, and daddy would do Roy. The same thing. Roy was amazing, man. My grandfather was the head honcho of the house, of course, man, because the songs that he wrote mm-hmm. was definitely the songs that came out from, I mean, talking about everyday living, man. He'd sit down on the front porch, and I'd watch him all the time play his accordion every afternoon and just play his accordion.
He played his accordion.
And I said to him, I call him D-Dad, that was my grandfather, D-Dad. What you singing about? He said, oh, share my troubles. My troubles.
His troubles.
His troubles, man. And then everything that he put in words and everything that he laid down on music was about his life, you know? Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, but then again, you know what? We had some hard times and we had some good times.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote about all that. And that's how his music was formed. But for me, coming up in that generation, listening to my granddaddy and my daddy, daddy told me, when you're going to start your own band or you're going to start Chubby Carrier and whatever band you're going to call yourself, mm-hmm. I want you to be yourself. And I grew up in that era with Clifton Chenier in the 70s when he started bringing in the horns.
That's right.
And then I incorporated my daddy's music, my grandfather's music, Clifton music, soul, funk, and R&B in my style of music. But you know, people ask me all the time, you know, your sound sounds so close to blues.
Right.
Which it is. Right. It all evolved around blues.
Blues, yes. Yeah.
It's just blues sped up.
That's right. Yeah.
Because if you listen to Clifton Chenier's music, you hear...
It was blues.
Blues. That man was a blues player, man.
Well, you would agree that Zydeco music in that day and time, when D-Dad said it was a lot of things on his mind...
That's the blues, brother.
But what do you thought he was saying?
He was telling me...
It was the blues.
It was the blues. That's what he was telling me. This is the blues.
That's right. When you had all of this problem... That's right.
It
just feel.
Got to get back in that hot field.
It was blues. It was, you had the blues.
You had the blues, man. You had the blues. And to come to think about talking about the blues, I got a call from Billboard magazine.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they told me that I'm number two on the blues charts.
Oh, man, that's good. Excellent.
So speaking about
excellent,
the blues.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know, my friend?
Yes.
Talking about the blues. And the reason why I asked a Billboard, I said, why y'all put me into the blues category? He said, well, your music, listen at what you're doing. You
exactly.
are playing the blues. This is the blues that you're playing.
That's right.
You know? You sped it up, and y'all call it Zydeco.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got that phone call, that just knowing that I'm on the blues charts for Billboard, which is huge. And for Zydeco, I said that's where it needs to be for people like Clifton Chenier that played the blues.
Right.
For my grandfather that played the blues. Because you know what he just told me? That's my troubles. I'm singing about my troubles, son. That's the blues. And now to be on that
that's
chart
right. That's right.
representing them, yeah. I'm in a good class, you know? And I'm honored, man. I'm honored, you know?
You have to be. You have to be. And, of course, we're honored to be in your company and such a talented individual as you are, and being able to express yourself and understanding the heritage that you have inherited. Let me put it that way. You had inherited a rich heritage from your father and your grandfather, because when you're talking about D-Dad, I wrote it down here to make sure I wouldn't forget. And why? What did they have that we do not have right now? How did they actually come up with this stuff? How did it actually? Because you had a nest of musicians in that area.
A whole bunch of them.
A whole bunch
from
of them.
Baby Calvin, my daddy Warren, my grandfather, just a whole bunch of them. And they would gather, they come together and had no clue what they was gonna, what kind of music they was gonna come up with, or what was the next song. They just pull the instruments out and they start tuning them.
And they start playing.
And I'm telling you, here come that Seagram 7. Take a shot of that.
That was a famous drink. We'll be right back with Chubby in a little while, so stay tuned right here. Let's go to Dwayne Dopsy right now, and we'll be right back.
I got you on my mind. One day, baby, oh, one day, you're gonna come home to me, darling.
Come home, baby.
with you. All you bad old pretty cats. Up your hat a little bit, yeah. I'ma teach you some manners. Come up here scratching me up like that. And stay where you at. Take a taste of this baseball bat. I'm gonna mash you flat. Stay where you at, boy. Oh, putty. You putty.
Look how you putty cat.
You bad old putty cat.
Look how you putty cat.
Stay where you at.
What's that gonna hit you with that bat?
Like that, kitty.
I don't know, booyah.
Why you walk like that?
I don't know, booyah.
I ain't hit you but one time with that bat.
I hit me with that bat, booyah.
Oh, look at his nose.
What about his nose?
It's nice and flat. It's not where it used to be. Now look where it's at. Oh, put it.
A pretty cat.
You pretty cat.
Come here, you pretty cat.
You didn't need to scratch me.
You know what? I want to make sure that they understand, because the last time we played Putty Cat one time.
Yeah.
And people say, don't play that.
Why not?
Because it says, get a stick and beat the cat.
Okay.
But and it's just a song.
It's a song.
It's just a song.
So anyway, that went out to my neighbors, Doc.
Are they beating the cats?
No, we ain't got no cats in the neighborhood. Maybe we've been beating them and didn't know it. But we ain't no cats in our neighborhood. Yeah, there's cats in the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, they got cats. So it can't be that. But Doc and Kevin and Chris and of course, Ron across the street from us. I would certainly want to wish them a happy day. And Woody, good morning to you, too. And just, I know everybody getting ready to have a great Saturday. Yeah, I don't know. Was it cloudy outside?
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy. We have a 60% chance of rain today. Yeah. And just want to talk a little bit about Metro Swallow.
Yeah.
That we went to last Saturday. Yeah, went to watch Sulky Racing and John and his son and his...
Two brothers.
Yeah, Ken and Kim. Kim were together, and, of course, we had Curtis and his son Adam was there, and I had my neighbor with Doc and Chris made it. Kevin couldn't make it, but we're planning another trip.
Yes.
To Metro Swallow to watch Sulky Racing, so we'll let you know when that date is. We'll give you a couple of week notice, so those of you that want to come out to Metro Swallow and enjoy yourself, we had a grand time, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had a great time with Andrew. Yeah. And his gang out there, we had a good time. We had a lot of soft drinks to drink and a lot of food to eat.
A lot of soft
and some people couldn't drive home because of the soft drinks. Got strong soft drinks in Metro Swallow. But anyway, but it's all good. It was all fun.
It was wonderful. I got to say this, and without interrupting you, because I have to say this. It was one of the best evenings of gatherings that I have spent in a long time. Andrew and the whole entourage. His wife, of course, is a jewel of an individual.
Olivia.
Person,
mm-hmm.
Olivia. And all of them, actually. They have one by the name of Ruth.
Ruby.
Ruby.
Ruby was there, and that's Andrew's sister.
Right. Okay.
Andrew's sister. And we had Pete was there, Mr.
Thibodeau
was there. Yeah. So we had a grand time.
Yeah, we had a grand time, and I was having fun.
Chubby, we're going to let you know when we go. Maybe you're in town. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Well, this was a test run.
Oh,
They were, for me, I knew what the results was or what it's going to be, but for them, it was something new. But we let you know, you bring your card, and we just have us a beautiful time.
Yeah.
That's the only way to go.
There's a nice bar. There's a nice bar with saddles all over the bar.
It's saddles and horses. It's just real good country living.
They got. You know? They have one of the things, the treat of all of this was when I looked across the pasture and I was watching the cattle and the little ponies running and the horses were running in the pasture out there. Of course, the Selkie race was one thing. And then I saw these goats. And I said, because I had a pet goat, Mickey.
Mickey, yeah, you and Mickey, you kill Mickey. Why are you hung, Mickey?
No, you didn't hang Mickey.
No, China ball tree, John. Still got a rope.
No.
Still got that piece of that rope.
No, say, maybe my brother Earl wanted to hang me.
Leave it to Earl.
But anyway, so I said, oh, Andrew, you got some goats out there. And he said, oh, yeah, man, I got all kind of goats back there. He said, but I got them fainting goats.
Uh-huh.
I said, what? And he said, and I didn't catch it at the first time.
Right.
And I said, some fainting goats? No, he said, some fainting goat. I said, wait a minute. Please explain to me, what do you mean by that? He said, when them goats fall. And I said, no. And he said, what you got to do, they're black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, all you got to do is go out there and scare them. And they fall.
And they fall out. Uh-huh.
They fall out, Chuck.
Fainting goats.
They just fall.
And fainting goats.
Fainting.
You surprise them, they fall down. They fall out.
And after a while, after they go through that little ritual.
They fall out, but they're going to get right back up.
They get up and go start eating again.
Oh, yeah. It's surprising.
It was one of the most surprising. And it's a lot of good things out there.
Yeah. Chubb be coming next time. So, look, we're getting ready. We'll let y'all know when we're going back to Metro Swallow to do the Selkie racing. But we're getting real close to that again. Either August, mid-August, September, something like that. It just depends on what's going on. Because it's every other Saturday of Selkie racing out there. So we won't be making next Saturday or next Saturday. So we're going to roll probably to September.
You
got to be prepared for dust. But that's only at the track. You know, but hey, if you can't handle dust, you just can't handle country.
And it's minimal charge to go in.
Everything is minimal charge. I tell you what, it's such a minimal charge. You just want to give a tip.
Yeah.
You want to give a tip. Say, well, how much? Wait, is that? That's a dollar. You take two. I normally pay four. Yeah, you want to give a tip. You know that. That's a beautiful thing.
And then you got to listen to the stories of Chubby.
Not Chubby, but Andrew.
Andrew got some stories out there. Hello, Dolly.
We got some people with some good stuff. Yeah. We got Pete who knows a lot about the culture and a lot about things. Yeah. But we're going to do it again. We got a good plan for it.
We'll be right back.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Cheryl Cormier and Cajun Sounds, and Mary Jane Broussard and Sweet Lala. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Tune into the flip side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other treats. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on KRVS.
Style, y'all. My baby. Thank you. Paris. Il est parti pour faire changer mon nom. J'ai bâti, j'ai bâti dans Paris. J'ai même marché dans la rue. J'ai même marché dans la rue. J'ai même marché. Oh oui, mon cousin, tu connais tout qu'il est là, tu connais qu'on fait, mon appétité, tout qu'il est, tu connais qu'on fait, mon appétité. Las ici, moi j'ai parti dans Paris. J'ai pour faire changer, changer mon nom. Moi je connais, moi je connais. Et bonjour, papi.
All right, Louisiana. Louisiana produced a lot of musicians, in particular South Louisiana produced a lot of good sound musicians, Zydeco music, and is broadcast all over the world and introduced all over the world. And what we have in our studio, and we've been enjoying his company to the utmost, and he's going to have to come back and visit with us again.
Oh, yeah.
And because, of course, Champagne called in this morning and said that he's enjoying every bit of this. He's enjoying everything. And Raging Cajun out of Lake Charles wanted to say, too, that he's enjoying every bit of this the program and want to hear more of it. He said, why can't y'all just stay on until 3 o'clock this afternoon? And I said, nah, we gotta make room for Herman. But anyway, I'll give you Chubby Carrier.
Thank you.
And guess who was playing that, ladies and gentlemen?
Go ahead, John. Yeah. Go ahead, John. You know you got it.
No, wait a minute. Hey, Chubby, you're not through yet, brother. You're not through. Hey, let's warm it up, brother. We have 15 minutes left in this program.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just warming up right now.
All right. Yeah,
we taking advantage of the opportunity while you're here.
Yeah.
So make sure. Because, look, when we get you in the studio, Chubby, we got to get you. But before I let you play something, because Lone Trail Riders, we just want to make sure we do it again.
Get them in there.
Big Man and Company Trail Ride, August the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th at the Waikiki Club in Abbeville, better known as Gross Eel. Friday, free supper from 8 p.m. until music by DJ. Saturday, August 3rd, Barnyard Dance. Just don't wear your special shoes now, or your favorite shoes. Just wear your old shoes. Mini rides beginning at 3 p.m. and music by DJ at 8 p.m. Sunday, August 4th, ride begins at 12 noon with a DJ. When you come back from the ride, Keith Frank will be on stage playing for you. Plenty of food and entertainment. Bring the whole family. Overnight campers are welcome. Call Lawrence if you need some more information at 337-257-6654. All right, we got it.
I got all my fans texting me, man, saying that we sounding good, man. Y'all making our day-to-day, and we love listening to the Zydeco. Man, every morning I listen to the Zydeco, but with this here, this is another treat. I was like, well, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. And they was asking me that. Oh. Well, I'm going to be playing tonight. I'm going to do a little thing in New Iberia with Wayne Toops. We're doing a little thing in
New
Iberia.
That's right. I read that someplace.
Yeah. It's La Louisiana tonight with Wayne Toops, mm-hmm. and we're going to do a thing for the Lydia Cancer Society. So we're raising some money for the Cancer Society.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, and then on August the 8th, I'm going to be at Jefferson Street Pub. It was a Thursday night. They was asking me. They saw the advertisement. So, mm-hmm. yes, I'm going to be at Jefferson Street Pub on Thursday, August the 8th. They were just asking me.
Jefferson Street Pub.
Yeah, man.
It's a nice place, by the way.
It's a very nice place. And they're starting to bring in some Zydeco. And I'm
on the corner of Jefferson and...
That's right. 500 Jefferson Street.
Right.
And I'm going to be playing for him about once a month because he wants to bring Zydeco in there because people are asking for it.
That's right.
And I
nice
said, well, look, man,
dance floor. You got a nice stage and everything.
That starts at 8:30.
Right. Yeah. And it's right downtown where the old Guaranteed Bank used to be located.
That's right.
I remember going in that place many years ago.
So I'll be doing that once a month and try to get it going. And we need to hook up on some Zydecos, man, some old-time Zydecos. See how you were just bopping? You want the waltz right now. I know you want to get up and waltz.
Oh, yeah, you want the waltz.
He wanted to get up there and
Look, I'm a waltzer.
I know you waltz.
Love
I saw you waltz.
My mother taught me how to waltz on her feet, standing on her feet when I was young. And I've never forgotten that. And of
that's
course,
how my mama showed me how to Zydeco.
Yeah.
Stand on my toes.
Stand on my toes. And she used to do that, and she was an excellent waltzer and dancer.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that. But
they used to take you to the Zydeco and say, if you're going to come to this dance, you're going to learn how to dance, huh?
Yeah, I would go, but you know, we'd play around, run around the place, you know, that, because there was just a accordion and a washboard.
And a washboard, yeah.
Not the rub board, no.
It was the washboard.
It was the washboard with them two legs.
And then the wooden washboard.
No, wooden washboard. They were sitting on the chairs. In the back, they had a kitchen in the back to where they'd make some pork chop sandwiches, fish sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, and they'd have a little popcorn ball and all of that. And sometimes they had a gumbo if it was cold, and gumbo back there. And it was, 10, 15 cents, whatever it was. You know, you go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But it was nice.
My grandmother used to take that same washboard after she washing clothes.
Yeah.
Daddy would say, hang that in the tree so that thing can dry so we can play with it tonight.
Hanging in the tree.
That's funny.
I ain't never heard about that one before.
So hanging in the tree so the sun's going to hit it and it's going to dry.
The wind
going to dry.
Yeah.
And they dried up, man. And next thing you know, when they get off work, man, that washboard was ready for an instrument. That was it. Pull out the thimble.
Double duty washboard.
Well, I want to say good morning to Patrick and Flora just called, and his sister Butte all the way in Houston, Texas. And they were listening up there, and Florida is right here on Anderson Road. Mm-hmm. But he just wanted to say hello to all of the folks out there. Anyway, Chubby.
Yes, sir.
We're going to let you go with it.
I'm going at it right now.
Okay.
Blue Runner. That's why. Thank you. For that snake.
Let me ask you this though, Chubby. You know, in the songs that you play and your rhythm, you have a fast beat and a slow beat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever tell people that when they're dancing that there's two different beats in all of this stuff?
Yeah.
Now, did you recognize? Did you know that though?
Oh yeah. Because you see, my grandfather played a lot slower. You know, they play it because they play this.
Yeah.
It was called "Move a Little Chanka Chank."
Right. But you do have that in when you play your selection, your cut. I noticed that with Gino and you and all that.
Yeah.
But people sometimes the dancers of the modern days they dance fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Today.
But there is a beat and the rhythm in there that you can actually dance to a slower rhythm.
Now when I play for the older folks, when I'm noticing my crowd, I can read my crowd.
Yeah.
If I've got a lot of older people that can't dance too fast, I slow it down. I tell my band, this is the rhythm right tonight.
Yeah.
That's gonna be it. Cause look at that crowd over there.
Yeah.
If they're jumping.
If you see me walking in the place, what you do?
I gotta go slow. Very slow. Ain't gotta be that slow. Look. 2, 3, 4,
2, 3, 4, hit.
You know what I mean? Look, 1, 2, 3, hit the floor, something.
3, hey, doucement. Hey, c'est trop vite.
That night would probably be a lot of waltzes for him, though. I play a lot of waltzes.
Well, give me one more.
I'll give you one more before I go. Yeah, time. Slow for John. Yeah.
Your fingers every now and then get caught and get in the wrong key, or would we ever know if you're hitting the wrong key?
Oh yeah, because sometimes our fingers get tired on this, man, you know?
What do you do to exercise your fingers?
I got a little ball, man, because sometimes my fingers, man, it just tightened up, and before the show, if I'm feeling like, they're feeling kind of gritty,
uh-huh.
I got these little massage balls I got. You can squeeze on them, you know? And they straighten up your fingers.
Because sometimes, man, we come some nights, I'll be playing them songs.
Go ahead. I want you to play that now.
This is the song that cramped up my fingers over. I said, now, baby, 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 honey, do right, right sometime. I said, now, baby, 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 honey, do right sometime. If you don't do right all the time now, baby, you gotta do right sometime. That's why cramp up at. I said, now, baby, 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 honey, do right, right sometime. I said, now, baby, 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 honey, do right sometime. If you don't do right all the time now, baby, you gotta do right sometime. That's a raw leg.
Sometimes,
gotta do right sometimes.
It's not all the time, but every now and then you got to do right.
You heard me cramping up?
Chubby, we've enjoyed every bit of the time, the moment, sir, and the seconds that you have spent with us. You got to come back.
Sir, I will.
And visit with us.
Yeah, man. I'm going to keep you all informed, too, as I'm just spreading that Zydeco gospel around the world. And, you know, I thank Billboard magazine for recognizing Zydeco music, you know.
Well, you're quite deserving of it. You are deserving of every bit of what you're getting right now.
And to put the Zydeco, and not only that, John, when you're talking a conversation with, you're talking Jay-Z and all these big artists, and then you got the Chubby Carrier, and you're saying the Zydeco artists from Louisiana. That's keeping us on the map,
Keep doing it in a quality fashion, and I know you are.
Yes, sir.
When you get out there on that stage, you are actually representing us in the culture and what we would like and how we would like for you to represent us. You're doing it in the way that we would want to.
And I thank you. And look, and without y'all, it wouldn't be on me. I'm telling you, because people hear y'all all the time and tell me I'm loving listening to you guys on the 88.7. Zydeco on Saturday morning is my favorite spot to be. Thank you for what you do for me.
You're quite welcome. All right, 57 past 11 o'clock, and we're about to close out. And don't forget to stay tuned right here when Herman Fuseli and Zydeco Stump is going to be coming right up, right after us at 12 p.m. And Melvin, we've
another
had
Saturday,
another Saturday and another dollar.
A wonderful time, and hopefully everybody having a great time. I don't know what it's like outside, but remember, it's supposed to be 60% rain. Alfred, I guess you out there in Metro Swallow. Hopefully it'll be out there with you a little later on. And also, want to say good morning to my family, Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marley this morning. Hopefully they're all doing well. And another Saturday coming. And, John, we're just trying to prepare for Metro Swallow again.
Yeah.
I know. We've had a wonderful time.
And
so we're getting a lot of people calling, asking, where is Metro Swallow? And we'll talk a lot more about that. And as time goes on, we'll give you enough time to prepare for it.
Yeah.
And we're coming back.
I got to say hello to my boys, too, John and
That's
Joey.
Right.
And hopefully, I know John is listening this morning. I know Joey is flying someplace. He's out there in the air, up in the air someplace.
Somewhere doing his thing.
Yeah, doing his thing. And just say good morning to all my entire family as well. You know, I just want to make sure that all of you are doing well and have a good, safe weekend. And I noticed someone the other day that almost ran into me was texting. Ladies, get off that texting and phone. You're going to hit somebody. You're going to create.
Oh, yeah. That's a serious
situation. Stop. Wait, wait, wait.
Yep.
58. Have a good weekend. Don't forget to join us next Saturday. And we'll be back here at 8 a.m. until 12 noon. On behalf of JB and MC, goodbye.
My friends, only my good friends. He said, call on to me, and I will answer you, boy. You never know about your good, good friends. Just like that old bayou. Just like that old bayou. I've been running ever since, y'all. Trying to find my way each and every.